This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the Idulting Podcast, where we're hoping to help you see a little bit more clearly through the fog that is adulting.
Today, we're going to talk about life after high school, the beginning of your adulting adventure, and how to maybe guide you a little differently than most people are doing currently.
And we're coming from a place of we want to help guide you, and we've witnessed our own four young adults going through different challenges and tribulations. As well as I took a different path. I didn't have a lot of what we're going to talk about today. So I'll tell you my experiences and tell you what we found out through doing our research for the show.
Firstly, we would like to discuss why young adults have a really hard time making the decision, or at least feel overwhelmed trying to make a decision for what to do after high school.
They seem to have a hard time with the transition from the structured environment in high school to all the available options in adult living. It's a fraught journey that many young adults are having a hard time with. There's a trio of psychological, societal, and economic pressures that creates a perfect storm of uncertainty, leaving many adults feeling paralyzed and just not able to choose their next steps.
There are an enormous amount of options out there for you, and there's a lot of expectations put on you. You guys face seemingly endless arrays of choices. While this many options should be empowering for you, it often leads to what psychologists call analysis paralysis, the fear of making the wrong choice, a decision you feel could set the trajectory for the rest of your lives. That can be overwhelming. This anxiety is often compounded by societal and parental expectations. They place a heavy emphasis on singular, linear paths to success. Many times, that's defined by a four-year college.
Now, let's debunk that one right away. Nobody's path is a linear progression from point A to point B. Even people who it looks like they got there that way, they had their own curves, their own turns, their own changes of paths along the way. So when you guys are looking at these options, don't be fooled thinking, oh, so-and-so did it perfect. So-and-so lived through their own trials and tribulations along the way, for sure.
Right. And even if you get that bachelor's degree, you may in turn decide 2 years down the road, you don't like what you went to school for and start a whole new path.
Now, psychological hurdles are huge. Many young adults grapple with an internal psychological challenge set that makes decision-making difficult. It's a lack of self-awareness of who you are and a lack of direction. And both those together are significant factors. On top of that, many students report that they feel unprepared for the life decisions that follow graduation. This feels different to me today than it did when we were in high school. I'm not quite sure why.
I think there's so many more choices now that are not being brought to the forefront for people to choose that path. Back in the day, back in, you know, the time machine when we were young, it was pretty much two choices. You went to college or you went to work. There wasn't the availability of trade schools and all those things to teach you. You got a job and you learned as you went.
So I also think, additionally, our research revealed something called a guidance gap that happens in many high schools today. I think guidance is different today. Watching our children, our four children went through high school, and all four, the guidance experience seems very different than the guidance experience I had in high school.
Well, I feel like the guidance experience is good when they're starting school, but it's so focused on what classes to take to get you into college, what tests you have to take, that it's very academically guided versus emotionally guided.
Well, that compounded with the underlying mental health conditions such as anxiety and depression exacerbate indecisiveness. Factor in the timing of we're just a couple of years out of COVID and these poor kids during the most developmental years of their education had to deal with those massive changes. Add it all together and it's making a perfect storm of these psychological hurdles.
There's also the shadow of economic uncertainty. The current economic climate casts a long shadow over the decisions of young people. The rising cost of college and the fear of substantial student loan debt are major concerns. The instability of a job market and the rapid evolution of in-demand skills also contribute to a sense of dread. Young people are acutely aware that careers of today may not be the careers of tomorrow, making long-term planning very difficult.
Definitely agree that change is going to be a constant and it's getting faster. Technology is making change in the workplace much faster. AI is huge in the workplace now. It's huge everywhere.
Think about it. AI wasn't even a thing when you guys were in middle school. Not the way it is today. It wasn't. That's what your career was going to be.
I use AI for certain aspects of my job and it's changing in nature just over the course of weeks and months in the quality of what it's putting out. Recently, we called a vendor and we got their 100% AI receptionist that got us all the way to who we needed to. It was quite deep and
pretty cool.
It's kind of cool, but a little bit scary. Social media, that's another double-edged weapon that's out there for you guys. Social media can be a valuable tool for exploring different paths and connecting with others, but it also creates a culture of comparison and fake perfection. This can make it difficult to make authentic choices because we're living in the time of fake news, fake social media. Everybody's putting their best foot forward, for lack of a better word. So it makes it very difficult to really judge. You could make some of the worst jobs in the world look like the best jobs with just the right curated social media. All the fake news, all the curated content makes it difficult to make authentic choices that align with your own values and aspirations rather than conforming to perceived social norms.
The difficulty young people face in deciding their post-high school path is a multifaceted issue. It's a product of an overwhelming number of choices, immense social and parental pressure, significant psychological hurdles, and the stark realities of a challenging economic landscape.
One of the simplest ways to overcome the analysis paralysis is to lower the stakes and take one small time-limited reversible action. Action trumps planning almost every time. The core of analysis paralysis is the fear of making a massive permanent mistake. We all make mistakes, and most of us fear that those are permanent mistakes. But the reality is, most mistakes we make, specifically when we're talking about life trajectory.
And you know what? If you choose college, you think it's the best school in the world, you're all ready to go. You get there and you find you don't like it. You're unhappy, but you do want to do college. Guess what? Transfer. Pick a school that fits you better.
We have definitely lived through a couple different college changes and life plan changes. We see them right from before school starts of, I don't think I want to play sports. I'm intimidated by the amount of workload, to this college is terrible. I want to go to a different one, to another one we saw was, this college is closing and I don't think I'm going back there. All four kids are still here.
They're all alive, and they've all just had to change their path.
They have. And you know what? They didn't die. Sometimes they're not so happy with it, and we see it, and it breaks our hearts to watch, because we're 50-somethings. We sit here, and we know that these aren't permanent life decisions you're making, but from the perspective of the 18, 19, 21, 22-year-old, it certainly can seem that way. So maybe lean on a mentor too during these times, or somebody you know that's in between the 50-something and the 18, 19-year-old, to look at and say, wow, they went to school for this and they're doing that.
Or talk to your parents. Actually have a full-blown conversation. They may understand how you're feeling. So let's circle back to analysis paralysis. Okay, I want you to tell me what steps I can take to get past that being stuck feeling.
Well, you got to shift into gear. You got to lower the stakes and understand this isn't a forever thing. You got to take action on something that's reversible. Why does it work? It's because it forces action over contemplation. Sometimes we just get stuck in thought, and by kicking our own butt into gear, we get over that. By setting a timer, we force our brain to switch from evaluating mode to doing mode. It also works because it lowers the perceived risk. A 30-minute research session is not a lifelong commitment. If you learn something you don't like, you've only lost 30 minutes, not your future. And action creates momentum. The goal isn't to solve the entire problem at once. The goal is to get moving. Action, no matter how small, creates momentum and makes the next step easier.
After graduating from high school, young adults stand at a significant crossroads with a multitude of paths available to them. The traditional route of pursuing a four-year college is well known, but it's not the only way to go. We're going to discuss a few options that are alternatives to a four-year school.
Right. Obviously, the first and most well-known to most high schoolers is that four-year college or university. It does lead to a bachelor's degree, and it's often a prerequisite for many professional careers. If you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer or a teacher, that's kind of the route you got to take. University education provides an in-depth knowledge in a chosen major, helps you develop critical thinking and research skills, and offers a wide range of networking opportunities and extracurricular activities if you choose to get involved in them. And I would recommend, no matter what your career path is, be 110% in on that path. At least say to yourself, all right, I'm going to do this path, and be 110% in. Go over the top with it, do all the social stuff with it, do all the extracurricular stuff with it, give 100% to your classes, and see where you are after.
There's also community college. It's a more affordable and flexible option. It offers two-year associate's degrees, and it can prepare some students for specific careers, or it can serve as a stepping stone to a four-year university while saving you some money.
And some community colleges are even linked up to four-year universities so that a bachelor's degree is possible right at the community college. I'm going to tell you that doing your bachelor's at a community college probably takes away from some of the network and extracurricular stuff that's available at the bigger universities. I'm also going to tell you, I am a fan of community college. I've taken tons of courses at more than one community college. I worked as an adjunct professor at a community college. And if you're not sure which path you want to be on after high school, and you're just kind of going to hang out while you're working, I would recommend signing up at least part-time for community college while you're deciding, so that you maintain those study habits, so that you maintain thinking, so that you stay connected, and you can check out interest in other areas.
There's also certificate programs. If you want to go to EMT school, you can be a certified EMT. It's only a few months, but it is an absolute worthwhile career path. Community colleges, universities, and even some online places offer certificates to give you the knowledge that you need to advance your career.
I know through personal experience that certificates can lead to entire career paths. I personally took some classes, self-study classes, and got certified in some IT stuff. That helped me be in the job I'm in today. I also am a certified paramedic through the state of New Jersey. That was through a community college at the time, back in the Wayback Machine. That wasn't an associate. It is now. But that's another certificate that led down a career path. Before that, I had EMT. Firefighter 1 and 2 are separate but usually attached to community colleges in New Jersey. They're certificates that give you a career. Police academies are also usually associated with some sort of community college or four-year school, and that's a certificate. At community colleges, you can get things like welding certified, auto mechanic. I'm a proponent of you need some sort of after high school. I use the word education, but I don't mean education. Whatever you're going to go in, you're going to need some sort of study or experience to move into your career. Yeah, you need to acquire knowledge to be effective at your career. Some of that can be college. Some of it is just the school of hard knocks with the right attitude.
You can also choose a vocational or a trade school. For those that are more hands-on and less book-oriented, vocational and trade schools offer direct route to skilled professions. Graduates of these programs are in high demand in some sectors. Some particular trade school programs include construction, like electricians, plumbers, carpenters, heating and air conditioning, welders. There's also healthcare with medical assistant, dental assistant, licensed practical nurses, surgical technologists. There's technology, automotive technician, an IT support specialist, and or a web developer. You can also go to school for cosmetology. You like doing hair and nails? You like the whole idea of healthier skin? You can go to a trade school and learn how to be really good at those things.
Another option, after high school, you could just enter the workforce. And I say it like dismissively, just enter the workforce, but that's what a lot of people choose to do. Gaining real world experience, develop a strong work ethic, and start earning income immediately. Some entry level positions have on the job training, and if you demonstrate a commitment to learning, it may lead to significant career advancement. Industries that often hire high school graduates include retail and customer service, hospitality and food service, manufacturing and production, administrative and office support.
I went to college after high school, but it took me a really long time because I was paying for it by myself and could only take a few classes at a time. You went to college, decided you didn't want to do it, came back, went to paramedic school, got a job, and 25 years later decided you did want to go to college and went back and right. Got your degree.
Freshman year was the best 2 decades of my life. I graduated with my bachelor's in 2019, to give you guys an idea. My first class in Rutgers was 1989.
There's also the option of the military. Joining the military offers a unique combination of service, training, and personal development. The armed forces provide extensive training in a wide array of fields, many of which can lead to a job in the civilian world. In addition to career training, the military offers benefits such as educational assistance through the GI Bill, health care, and a steady income. Some of the branches of the military that are an option are the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard.
If you really don't know what you're doing, not sure, you could take a gap year. Not a fan of gap years. I think any break in that momentum will be difficult to recover from. But a gap year is a period of time, typically a year, taken between high school and the next major life step, such as college or career. It can be used for personal growth, exploration, and gaining new perspectives. Ultimately, though, the best path after high school is a personal one that aligns with an individual's interests, goals, and circumstances. Each option offers unique opportunities for growth and success, and it's important to remember, just because you picked it after high school and you start down a road, you don't have to be on that road for 50 years.
Correct. I have a friend who went to medical school after she was married, had purchased 2 or 3 houses, and had 3 children.
Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you in our next episode.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.